We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. WynnBET is now live in all these states, and the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas has finally landed in online sports betting and casino play. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET gives you the tools to win. Sign up today for your risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com to start winning.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience.
Throws it down.
News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Keith, a little money, power, respect to lead in. How can I complain, man? It's a beautiful, beautiful way to come in, man. Glad to be on with you.
Perfect. Paul, you queued that up. That's so New York. That sets the vibe, the tone, the energy as we get ready for Knicks versus Nets. How you feeling about the game tomorrow? You feeling confident? You feeling like the Knicks can get a win against the Nets in Brooklyn?
Battle of the Boroughs, Act 1. Always look forward to these matchups. I'm feeling good. Look, I think the Knicks, they're working through their woes, whether it's the three-point defense, some injury woes, but nevertheless, offensively, things have been clicking for these guys. I mean, you just had the Knicks coming off of a 120-107 win in Minnesota where Julius Randle went a red-hot 8-for-13 from downtown. You know, Jalen Brunson has been chipping in as well all year. RJ Barrett seems to be finding his groove. So I think offensively, this Knicks team has been, you know, clicking pretty well. It's on the defensive side of things where they're going to have their hands full, obviously, starting with Kevin Durant. So we'll see how it goes on Wednesday. But nevertheless, I think the Knicks can pull it out.
Yeah, now the Knicks are coming off a big win, 120-107 against the Timberwolves. Unfortunately, the Nets lost their game yesterday to the Dallas Mavericks. But whatever, you put it behind you and you go into this rivalry, all bets are off. None of that matters. Here's a question for you, right? Yeah. And I'll answer for the Nets fans. You know, mm-hmm. Who is a player this season early on in these first couple games that has surprised you? For Nets fans, it's got to be Utah Watanabe, who won't be available for the game tomorrow. But Utah has risen up and gotten a chance to play, and he's been solid. And I don't think many fans really even expected him to crack the rotation. Who is that guy on the Knicks for you that has really stepped up and become a player this year?
Yeah, you know what? I got to start with Obi Toppin coming off of the bench, man. I mean, he finished last season so well in Julius Randle's absence. The question mark was going to be, could he continue his hot shooting from last year? And he's done that very well, shooting 40% from three. He's almost at a 50-40-90 slash line. He's about 49% field goal percentage, 40% from three, and 100% from the free throw line. Obi Toppin is looking great. His shooting stroke is looking fantastic. He's getting the Knicks out in transition. He's also making plays in transition as well, rebounding the ball well. He's been playing good defense. He had four steals last night in the Knicks win against the Timberwolves. And now you're starting to see the biggest question mark since he's been here has been, can he and Julius Randle share the court together? Can they coexist? Because for the last two seasons, Tom Thibodeau has been so resistant and reluctant to play these guys in meaningful games and meaningful minutes. But now, due to the injury of Mitchell Robinson, Tibbs' hand has been forced, and now you're seeing Julius and Obi sharing the court together and even finishing in a number of games, and that's been encouraging, and I think that's been largely due to his improved rebounding and his improved defense. So to me, I wouldn't necessarily say he's been a surprise, but he's been a big spark for the Knicks bench, no question.
Now, you mentioned Mitchell Robinson and his injury. He won't be in this game. T.J. Warren, I already mentioned Yuta Watanabe, and then Kyrie Irving also won't be in this game. So a couple guys missing, but we're expecting to see Ben Simmons out there, Seth Curry out there, and those are guys missing, but we're expecting to see Ben Simmons out there, Seth Curry out there, and those are two guys from the Nets that they definitely need to play a part and a bigger role. They're, you know, coming along, but like not themselves, right? Ben Simmons has been a shell of himself, and Seth Curry hasn't been able to really get it going yet. But you guys were able to get Quentin Grimes back. Quentin Grimes, I think, you know, with getting Quentin Grimes back and, you know, having some better shooting from other guys, you've been able to move away from Evan Fournier a bit. And me, I'm an Evan Fournier hater. I've been from the Celtics days. I never liked the guy. KD always goes at him. And I think it's best that you don't have Evan Fournier anywhere near KD tomorrow. What about Cam Reddish? Cam Reddish is a guy that's emerged, and he was a top recruit coming out of high school, coming out of Birds, and he was a top recruit coming out of high school, coming out of Duke, played with R.J. Barrett. And to see him now in the starting lineup and playing 28 minutes a night like he did last night, man, this is a guy that they traded for last year. I think he's got a lot of upside, too.
You know, the interesting thing is that coming into this season, many, and myself included, thought that Cam Reddish in this wing rotation was going to be the odd man out because Quentin Grimes was coming in from year two, had a great summer league, almost could have won the summer league MVP, was really solid there, was really rounding out his game and not just being a three-point shooter, but really being a guy that could put the ball on the floor and make some plays. However, Quentin Grimes has missed so much time with a foot injury. He did come back for a couple of games. He played a cut in their game against the Hawks, their loss against the Hawks, started in their game against Philadelphia, and now missed the last two games and is in jeopardy of missing the Nets game with foot soreness. So that has allowed Cam Reddish to really assume that role in the starting rotation as a starting three, which allows R.J. Barrett to move to the two. And where Cam Reddish is coming in now is his defense. The Knicks sorely need wing defense. The matchup tomorrow night against Kevin Durant is going to be my key matchup to watch, Cam Reddish versus Kevin Durant, because Cam Reddish is really the only true wing that the Knicks have on this team. They do not have a lot of wing depth, especially with the Grimes injury. They are compromised there, but Cam Reddish gives them length. He gives them athleticism. He's now been inserted into the starting lineup. You hope that he can find some three-point efficiency there, because playing with R.J. Barrett and Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle, he may not get the ball as much as that starting unit, but nevertheless, his defense is going to be heavily relied upon. And so, as you said, that has pushed Evan Fournier to a bench role where now he's trying to adjust, and he hasn't been looking so great. But with Cam Reddish in the starting lineup, I think the Knicks can be happy about where their defense can go going forward.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Here's something that I've noticed from the outside looking in as a Nets fan looking at the Knicks. It's the third year under Coach Tom Thibodeau. I feel like, you know, they've had some growth. I know Jalen Brunson is a huge difference. We'll get to him in a second. But I just feel like this is the third year in his system, hearing his voice, his strategy, his game plans. What are you seeing out of him on the sidelines? We know how he can get. But what are you seeing about, you know, how he goes about his game plans, how he gets these guys to respond, and how they actually are responding this year?
Yeah, well, you know, having been around the team from summer league and going to their open practices and covering some of these games from a media standpoint, they do buy into Tibbs. They have a lot of respect for him. It's a very cohesive locker room. These guys are playing hard for each other. They look up to guys like a Julius Randle and even a Derrick Rose as some of the leaders on this team. You see RJ Barrett really trying to assert himself as a leader on this team, and they are following Tom Thibodeau's lead. And so, again, you know, you look at the improvements by a guy like an Obi Toppin. He's been buying into what the coach has been preaching, and he's gotten better. Emmanuel Quickley has had some up and downs. Cam Reddish gives a lot of credit to the Knicks and their program, having come into this year healthy and practicing with the team early, really trying to get up to speed in Tibbs' system. And so, you know, you do have guys buying in. Nevertheless, there have been some tough losses and adversity early in this season. I mean, they had a 25-point lead on the Hawks, lost that lead at home and really got embarrassed at home to DeJounte Murray and Trae Young. And then they were looking at an even uglier loss in Philadelphia the next night with no Joel Embiid and James Harden. And so there's been some situations where it looked like they let go of the rope a little bit. So they've got to be careful there. But overall, it seems like, you know, the team is playing as hard as they can under Tom Thibodeau. Let's just see if it translates into wins.
It's good to have a coach. I mean, even if he's 64 years old, it's good to have a guy that knows what he's doing. The Nets kind of have a guy in Jacque Vaughn who knows what he's doing, but obviously they fired Steve Nash last week. It was rumored that they were going to hire Ime Udoka. That, I think, is put on the back burner for now. And, you know, the Nets want fans to buy into Jacque Vaughn, who we already saw after they fired Kenny Atkinson take over, but hey, he was able to go on the road and win 2 out of 3. We're rolling with him for now. We'll see what he does tomorrow with the lights on, with everyone paying attention. Now, let's talk about Jalen Brunson. I'm from Jersey. He's a Jersey guy. I've known about him for years. I'm not surprised by anything I see from him. He plays with a chip on his shoulder, not being a first-round draft pick, but coming out of Villanova with 2 national championships. I just feel like he's always going to demand his respect, and the way he goes about the game, he's just unflappable. He's the same. He's just constant. He's consistent. What have you noticed just the change from year to year? It's not Alec Burks. It's Jalen Brunson bringing the ball up and getting you guys into the right plays and the right decision-making. And something else I said about the guy, I like how he handles himself with the media, too. He's accountable. When they lose, he's not ducking. He's not hiding. He already knows, kind of, you know, being a Jersey kid and rooting for the Knicks, how to handle himself with the New York media.
Man, you said it all, man. He's a steady Eddie. He's an extension of the coach out there on the court. Coach Tom Thibodeau can't stop raving about this kid since he's been here. And he's given the Knicks everything that we need, and that's a stabilizing force at the point guard position. Last night against the Timberwolves, he had 23 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds, you know, getting the offense in order, being super efficient from inside of the arc. The Knicks are number 2 in the league in points in the paint, and Jalen Brunson is a major, major part of that. And so the Knicks have to be happy with what they have and finally getting a point guard that they haven't had in the last 10 years. The way he's able to use his size and his footwork, his physicality to get any shot that he wants to on the court, it's really impressive to watch. And now you're seeing some chemistry between he and Julius Randle. He and RJ Barrett, which is very important. It seems like he's been here for a number of years. You know, for a guy that's just gotten to the team 10 games into the season, he's very comfortable with what's going on with this team and what the coach is preaching out there. And I'm very happy with what Jalen Brunson has given us offensively. Defensively, you know, the perimeter defense hasn't been that strong. And that's been part of the issue with the Knicks' three-point defense. And so they've got to tighten those things up. That's why a guy like a Cam Reddish is very important in this rotation. RJ Barrett also has to step up on the defensive end, and he has to kind of help cover up some of those deficiencies that Jalen Brunson has from a lateral quickness standpoint and also a size. But nevertheless, it's the offense, it's being a floor general where Jalen Brunson has shined bright, and I think the Knicks are poised very well into the future.
The Knicks have played the Nets a total of 206 times in the regular season. The Brooklyn Nets have 105 wins. The New York Knicks have 101 wins. Here's a trivia question for you. I didn't know it. I had to look it up.
Yeah.
When was the last time the Knicks beat the Nets?
Oof.
It's been a while. It's been a couple years now. We're coming up on what would be two whole years getting to January. You remember this game, January 26th?
26.
At Madison Square Garden?
Two years ago?
In January 26th, looking at landabasketball.com.
Okay.
The Nets have won the last seven meetings in a row.
Oof.
So going back to the 2019-2020 season, January 26th, 2020, the Brooklyn Nets were able, or the Knicks were able to beat the Nets in Madison Square Garden, 110-97. That was the last time they won head-to-head in the regular season.
This must have been when we had our guy Marcus Morris leading the charge here. Marcus Morris had an outstanding year for the Knicks, a one-hit wonder. That must have been a Marcus Morris standout game, man.
Must have been. I'm trying to think. I'm like, was I at this game? There was a game. I remember going to the Garden in a Vince Carter jersey and being disrespected by some young Knicks fans in Kristaps Porzingis jerseys next to me. That was way before. No, it couldn't have been 2020 because it had to be 2018. It was way before any Nets fan even thought we were getting KD, Kyrie.
Yeah, that's right.
So that was going back to January 2018 that I was in the Garden for that loss. Times have changed, but I'll say this as I let you go. You know how these games go. They come down to the last second. They're always competitive. And it comes down to Kevin Durant having the ball in his hands. And they're expecting it to be close tomorrow night. You know, FanDuel has the Brooklyn Nets as -2.5-point favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's going to be close, man. You thinking the Knicks can get this one? I think the Nets get it just because of KD. KD has this chip on his shoulder for the Knicks. And obviously his right-hand man, Rich Kleiman, big Knicks fan, like, KD is going to go out there with these guys, and they already defer to him, right? The offense, if you've been watching the Nets lately, is completely different without Kyrie. They move the ball, and they're always looking for KD, and that's how he's able to take over and dominate and do his thing. I think we can expect that tomorrow night.
Well, you know, last time they played each other at the Barclays Center, I think KD almost went off for about 50. So hopefully Tibbs is looking at the tape and we can prevent that. And look, there's nobody that can stop him completely, but maybe Cam Reddish with some size and length can maybe slow him down a little bit. I'd say the difference is that in a lot of those close matchups, especially over the last 2 years, the Knicks were heavily reliant upon Julius Randle to make a play for them and take them home. This time you have a point guard now in a Jalen Brunson who can really steady the offense and be a guy that they can go to in crunch time to either score or assist and just make things a little bit easier. And so I think that could be a difference. If this thing is a nail biter down the stretch, just having a guy like that who could be cool, calm, and collected under pressure and deliver for this team could be the difference. So with that being said, Keith, 110-106, Knicks take Act 1 of the Battle of the Battle of New York. 110-106.
Call this shot. CP, the franchise, thanks for joining us tonight. You're the man, bro. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Keith. Salute to everybody at the Fan. Keep up the great work, man.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.